For ages, humankind has been trying to decipher consciousness, what it is, where it originates, and its characteristics. The efforts invested in these questions by philosophers, researchers, and scientists are awe-inspiring. Nevertheless, no one knows how to define consciousness or how it dawns explicitly. We may still have a long way to go before humans can define consciousness clearly and accurately. I have therefore chosen to focus this essay mainly on the experience that accompanies us when we think, speak, or refer to our consciousness, an experience we now call qualia. To scour through the efforts made by different disciplines to understand consciousness throughout history and deduce how people in different periods experience their consciousness, we must first differentiate consciousness from qualia, the experience of consciousness. We must also refine the definitions of self, consciousness, and qualia, which stand at the core of this essay. Qualia of consciousness. In 1866, Charles Peirce proposed the Latin term qualia to describe one's sensations while awake and aware of one's surroundings. In 1929, Clarence Lewis applied the modern meaning to the term. Qualia is the plural form of the Latin quail, which kind. After its adoption as denoting the experience of consciousness, Daniel Dennett refined this definition, calling it an unfamiliar term for something that could not be more familiar to each of us. In the 20th century, the term became code for the anti-materialist approach to consciousness. As Erwin Schrödinger said, the sensation of color cannot be accounted for by the physicist's objective picture of light waves. Could the physiologist account for it if he had fuller knowledge than he has of the processes in the retina and the nervous processes set up by them in the optical nerve bundles and the brain? I do not think so. Simply put, even if one correctly grasped the neural processes involved in seeing, one would still struggle to explain the sensation evoked by the color they see. Throughout the 20th century, many tried to expand the meaning of qualia. Philosophers and psychologists suggested that the term points to one's subjective sensation at different states of consciousness. For instance, when experiencing a headache, enjoying the taste of wine, or gasping at the magnificent red sky at sunset. Dennett proposed that qualia characterizes the quality of the experience of reality or the way things seem to us, as opposed to describing reality as is or one's belief about what reality is. Per Dennett, the term must accurately describe the experience of reality during awareness. Another clarification for the term likens it to asking, "What is it like?" in reference to mental states. To this end, qualia is how different emotional states are experienced. For instance, the feeling of elation while watching the stars, the awe of looking at the blue of the sky, or the delight felt when smelling a fragrant flower. Frank Jackson proposed the knowledge argument to illustrate the essence of qualia as opposed to the consciousness from which it is derived. Imagine a fictional scientist named Mary, who specializes in the physical mechanism of colors. As a scientist, Mary knows every characteristic of color absorbed by the human eye, every related physical fact, the neural network pattern that generates shades of colors in the brain, for example. However, Mary has been confined since birth to a black-white-gray room and may only observe the outside world through her grayscale computer screen. When Mary is finally permitted to leave her room, she will learn something new about red upon seeing it for the first time. She will become aware of the experience of observing that color and what it awakens in her.